to light a mahadran, just one menorah, when they're traveling, and it was a regular case of mahadran, because otherwise it wouldn't be a shayla b'chlal if they wore lachsanoim. They weren't. They had their whole family with them. They rented a place, so that's their new bias. There definitely was a regular dinner mahadran for kol b'nei abayis. But she didn't want. She didn't want the schlep with the oil, with the menorahs, with the dirt, with the... She didn't want. And the shayla is, does she have a taina al shalom bayis? That if you're allowed to be mevata the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for shalom bayis, they're basic for shalom bayis. That was the beginning of the shayla. That's how the woman and husband asked the shayla. She was made aware that you're allowed to be doicha the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for shalom bayis for Ner Shabbos. So she assumed that if she doesn't want her husband to light 10 menorahs or 8 menorahs or 5 menorahs, she's entitled, for sure, kol shekin. So once we got into that topic, we started being marchiv the yiriyah, and we went into the whole idea of giving up a mitzvah in a case of machlokes. Avada with your wife, it's the next level. It's a higher level. So we went through the sugya. First of all, we didn't go ba'omek, but there's a sugya in Yuma. The sugya in Yuma is mashma, that for machlokes, it's kedai for you to give up a mitzvah. Not just shalom bayis, machloikas. Because the Gemara in Yuma Lamates was talking about the lechem aponim, and over there the Gemara said that at the time of once the bracha was nitel from the lechem aponim, the tznuim they moishach in yideim. So we went straight to the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch, which really is based on the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev. That says that you have a raya from here, a din kloli b'kol ha-terakula, sheloi l'skoitet b'avu shum mitzvah. You shouldn't be miskoitet, don't get into a fight over mitzvahs. And the Daki Moshe here in Simen Nun Gimel brings down this Binyamin Zev la-halacha. Morgan Avon brings it down. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch brings it down, Bekitzer. So it's found here in such a halacha. The Ramon brings down that if a guy fightfully goes to daven for the moment, you don't even answer. As I talked to him, Mishibur brings this down also, right here at Fenot La'alocha. Okay. It's interesting, Moro Ktsia. Somebody get me, a Moro Ktsia on the tour. So the Moro Ktsia grad on this halocha in Simen and Gimel, he takes big issue with this. Big issue with this. Not fighting for a mitzvah. Yeshe koyach. Thank you. Moro Ktsia is a kedai sefer for every ben Torah to learn on the Shulchan Aruch. It's gevaldik. So he, on this halacha of the Ramah, he takes issue. He says that, what do you mean you're not supposed to fight for a mitzvah? What's haste? He brings the raya that he brings from the lechem upon him. He says it's not a raya. Interesting svara he has. That the mitzvah of achilas lechem upon him, Zoktel, is dafka la soiva. And since it wasn't masbia, they weren't getting the full-fledged mitzvah anyway. So the way the Ramo brings it down, In the Akei Moshe, says, you see from here that you should give up a mitzvah, faltik. You should give it up. Levata mitzvah b'mokam ketoto. That's all that. So he understands it as such. But Lamaisa, the Moro Ktsia, you're saying, L'chaira, once the Lechem Aponim wasn't masbia, it was nitl brocha from the Lechem Aponim after the time of Shemar HaTzadik, it wasn't masbia, so they weren't getting the full flood. It was tam a schus, they had a schus to eat. They were mevater the schus to eat. They weren't really being mevater mamish mitzvah the way the mashmois of the Binyamin Zev from Mekan, you have a raya she ain't liskoited b'shum bavu shum mitzvah. He says, nishken raya. That's what he holds. It's not a raya. It's interesting that he's not malgish in that. That the Binyamin Zev is not malgish in this taina. There is this besides for the taina of the Mishabura that it's not a mitzvah that's mutul on you. You understand? There's three levels here, you understand? There's a mitzvah that's mutu on you. There's a mitzvah that's mutal on the tzibur. Anybody could do it be'etzem. Just has to happen. Like Kriyas HaTorah and Aliyah, Ashliach Tzibur. It's not a mitzvah on me. It should happen. Right? And then, there's something even lower level, which is just the schus. So the way the Maror Ketzi understands is when the Lechem Aponim wasn't masbia, so all it was an achila. It wasn't really achila, it was a schus. So the Tznuim mevater on the schus. Is the Ramos calling this a mitzvah? The Binyamin Zev is calling this a mitzvah. He's taking issue that it's Mishabur is just pointing out it's not a mitzvah to tell us on you. Who I did in the Shulchan Aruch, talking about a case where it's not a mitzvah, it's mutal on you. But anyway, this is what's brought down over here. But anyway, we brought down this Kama Vakamadeus about this. And then we went to the Trumas Hadeshen, and I'm just bringing you to where we are left. We brought down a Trumas Hadeshen, a Chuvah Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen L'maisa Paskins that a person should give up Losheves. And that's Kapaskins in the Ramah, in Eben Ezer, in Simon Aleph. But on that, we brought down a machloekes achronim, whether you rely on the Trumas Hadeshen or not. The chalkas machloekes was chalik with the Trumas Hadeshen. Held that you taka don't. But then, so that's a separate issue. Over there, I told you there's another svar over there also that could be if there's a mokum katoto, it's felt in Losheves. So Lav Dafka was the Trumas Hadeshen giving up on the whole mitzvah of Losheves. So then we went to the next, to the tshuva from the Ramah. Okay, that seemed to be very negir to our shaila. The tshuva's Ramah seems to say that to give up a mitzvah, b'bnei hasholem. And the tshuva's Ramah is found over in Simon Yud Aleph. And he says, I see that you can be moichik es Hashem, b'bnei hasholem. And he's not talking about sholem bayis. He's talking about any sholem. Dovin HaMelech was moichik es Hashem. With the same Kal V'chaymel. Yeah. And Memele Zok to Ramah, that's the Mashmois of Ramah. So you see from here, to stay away from Machloikas, you see from here, Mutul, you're allowed to lie, you're allowed to do all these things, to stay from Machloikas. So that's the Ramah. The problem we had is that there's another Chuvis Ramah, that's Mamish Soysidis. Chuvis Ramah in Simen Kuf. And in Simen Kuf, let me get you that one, he brings down Rav Haigoyen. And he says, Klar, that you cannot. And he says, I, Soita, Soita Nishken Raya. He says, the Me'acha Shebo Laso is Tikkun over there. You went to do Tikkun in that case. He says, Memela, it's not Mechikas Hashem at all. And in Echshev Mechikas Hashem Klar. As I said. Let's get the lotion here. Zok to Ramah. Hocho Rachmono Oma Zok to Sheloi La'abedes Hashem. The Torah said not to be Ma'abedes Hashem. Un Zok to Me'achar Shebo L'sakein Zok to Ein ze ibud Hashem. It's not an ibud Hashem, and therefore it's not an Israel. V'loy oivrim shum avera, ki ze tikun. Azoy zokt Ramah. Those azoy mefurishim Ramah. The tshuva sarashman chelik aleph is also mashma, like this Rav Haigoyen. That's not called mechikas Hashem b'chlal. So it's nothing. Anyway, so now we're back to the stam astir in the Ramah, that the Ramah seems to say, In Simon Yud Aleph, he says, we see from here that you're allowed to be Eivah and Yisrael. And in Simon Kuf, he says that Fakel, there's no guy. He brings down Rav Haigoyen, that there's no guy. There was a famous story with Rav Eliashiv, with the woman who had a baby, and abortion, actually. And the person she married at the end didn't know about that abortion. And then, when she had her first baby, he invited everybody to a Pinyan HaBen. And there was a guy by the Pinyan HaBen who knew. He knew that this woman had an abortion. And his shaila was, is he mechuyev al pidin, to let everybody know, not everybody, but the people that's negeya, so they shouldn't make a bracha. The Kohen's It's going to make they're going to make a bracha. Mitzvahs pinyan haben. You remember that child? So that was the need then. So we learn out from here that this one, Rav Eliashiv, actually was machmir be'etzem. He held you have no right, else this Rav Haigoyen, who says you can't be over Shvu Sheker either, right? Laman HaSholem, because it's not really called Mechikas Hashem. But to be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, that's, you can't say it's not called Moitzi Shem Shemayim. You are Moitzi Shem Shemayim. Yeah, yeah, she had a regular abortion. No, regular abortion. A fully developed abortion. Fully developed abortion, the next child is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So there shouldn't be a Pidyon HaBen. But maybe at a party, you can have a party. Shechiyonu, Shem, B'chsa Shevach. But the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, that's the chayr problem. Tavi HaBen Mevorech, that's a problem. Right? L'chayr. So, that was in it. Over there, I had a different side, that the person who's making the brocha, he has a right al pi chazoka to falesach dibur, this is a b'chol. He's not really being over Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. Shaper komavorach for him. You have a way to give him a yediyah, something he doesn't know. But the pidyon haben that's taking place, al pi din is a pidyon haben. Every woman has a chazoka that she didn't have a child yet. He didn't. Elamai, granted this woman had an abortion. Stamanisha has a chazoka not. The guy, the father who made the bracha, had no din to be choshesh that this woman is not. So, Elamai, if he would have made the bracha, would it be noiv bracha vatola? Avada not. So all you're doing is you're giving him knowledge. Now that he has the knowledge, he can't make the bracha. That's a posha that would be a bracha vatola. To begin with, it wouldn't be a chiddush if somebody would have said you're allowed to keep quiet, right? Even though this Rav Haigoyen is making it much more complicated, because he's saying mechikas Hashem is not called mechika. It's not called mechika. It's called mechika. It's not called ibud. You understand? It's not called destroying. I spoke about this with Anil when you were still by us before the trailers, by the. The Pinchas Zvichi Shaila. They had a poroches. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. And in the middle, whoever did it, Tipshus, they had the Shem Hashem, half on this one and half on that one. So when you open it, Pinchas Zvichi had a ganze Ateres Paz. They had a ganze Shaila from them. So we spoke that when you open up and close, that's not Ibud. You're not destroying it, Pachal. It will be mechika. On Shabbos, you have the Tshuvas Chamor with the library books, opening up the book. This. But here, the way the Rav Haigoyen is saying, this is not mechika. This is ibud. So if I took the letters away, and I could just put it right back the way it was before, I wasn't ma'abed the letters. I wasn't ma'abed as Hashem. Could be I was moichek. But I wasn't ma'abed. So l'chore, that would be an eighth. That would be a simple eighth. Forgetting there's many other eighths, but that would be a simple eighth. So the bottom line is, we really can't use this whole sugya of being over in Isser Laman HaSholem. Right? Mishanim Bnei HaSholem, that's also not a kasha. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal and the Michtav Me'elior, Rabbi Odessa both say the same thing. That's not called Sheker B'chlam. We spoke about this many times. When you say something untrue to bring peace, that's not called false. Rabbi Yankov said it and the Michtav Me'elior said it. Both. Stay in the vim, it's not besigna in echad. Then it's not called sheker b'chlal. Sheker is what's wrong. Sheker is what's wrong, not what's. So we don't really find, there's no real source. So it forces us to go back to the sugya in Shabbos and to analyze that sugya and to see how it comes out lemaisa. Do we have a raya from the sugya of Chanukah? Because the other rayas don't hold water. So the question is, does the sugya in Chanukah prove that for shalom bayis you can be over? You can be mevatel the whole mitzvah. So l'chor you could zicha be mevatel in your mind. We brought down a machlekes rishonim how to learn if it's too much shalom bayis or not dafke shalom bayis. We're going with the mahalach that it's al shalom bayis. Assuming we're learning it's al shalom bayis. So now the shaila is Do we have a raya from there, l'gabi d'shayla? So I'll tell you why I think, and this ties into the woman who tells you, I don't want you to daven with a minyan, I don't want you to do this. L'fiani is daiti. All of the cases of being allowed to do mevatel one mitzvah for another mitzvah, it's all in the spirit of where you're not being over the iser. Meaning, let me just make this clear. Rav Nissen Goyen Lamashal asks, on the holding of Asei Dechelo, I told to them last week, Rav Nissen Goyen asks, he says, what do you mean Asei Dechelo say? Eloise say is much more chama. We know the Ramban says Asei is Ava Lamaisa. Lamaisa to be over Eloise say is more chama. So Rav Nissen Goyen says, Asei Dechelo say works. This is Mesechah Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. He says, B'mokoim Asei, the lav wasn't given to you. It's like the Torah said, but Mokam Asay, you have to know what that means. Does that mean Hutra? Does it not mean Hutra? But that's what he says. So I want to tell you like this. Every time you're allowed to go against a Kalaka B'chamura, B'bnei HaSholem, it's only because I'm not really being over anything. I'm not being over anything. In this Matzev, the Torah says, this is what I'm supposed to do. M'shalem B'nei HaSholem, what's Pshat? That Sholem is Doich HaSheker? No. It's not an Isra Shekel. There's no Isra Shekel, but Mokam Shalom. Mechikas Hashem. There's no Isra Mechika. Whether you learn like a high going or you don't learn like a high going. There's no Isra Mechika. What you're doing, you have the Shulchan Aruch on your side telling you you can do it. Moshe, by Kibbutz Av, we find a tremendous chilik in the Rishonim between if the father told you to do an Avera or the father told you to do something which wasn't an Aver, but the only way for you to do it is to be over an Aver. So your father tells you, you're a Kohen. He says, go bring me my wallet. Turned out the wallet's in a Beis HaKfaras. Your father's not asking you to be over an Israel. Your father's asking you to fetch his wallet. Happens to be, it's in a Beis HaKfaras. The Askoma of all the Rishonim is that if your father told you to do an Israel, I want you to do an Israel, there'd be no Shaila. You don't listen to your father to be over. You don't. It's not even a chiddush. Don't have a minute to say derech eloisa. There's no. It's never chal la'asei. You understand? So all the cases that we're dealing with are cases where nobody's asking anybody to do an issah. It happens to be even the case of Rav Zilberstein where the guy is fleishik. His wife's not asking him to be over. That would be no shayla. Let's say a guy came home. Comes home. He's fleishiks. Not his wife told him we're going to have milchiks. Different case. He comes home. He happens to be fleishiks. His wife says, what a shucks, you're fleishiks? I made milchiks tonight for supper. She's not angry at him. He says, what can I do? I'm fleishiks. She goes, guess what? Shalom bias. I want you to have milchiks now. I'm asking Rabbi Yisai, what's the halach? I'm going to be very upset. My whole night is destroyed over this. I made oven baked, best pizza.
Shalom Bayis is not next to Rabbanon.
What do you mean? Shalom Bayis is doyche. The teretz is that the woman has no right to tell her husband not to kalakeh b'chamucha. It's the opposite. Rav Zilberstein's case is, I'm going to go and not tell her. She won't know. She's not asking me. So now I have Shalom Bayis on one side. She's not going to tell me, I want you to break the fakeret. She would tell me if I'm fleishik, I shouldn't have this up. But she's angry that I'm fleishik. So there we have a nidoin, the Shalom Bayis doiche. You understand? What I'm telling you is like this. Even if you would hold in the case of Rav Zilberstein that it would be doicha, that's only because the tzivui and the kepeda wasn't on the mitzvah. Whenever there's a kepeda on a mitzvah, it's batel u'mevutel. I says, I don't want you to daven tefillah b'tzivu. L'fi ani yizdaiti, there's no shalom bias over there. There's no shalom bias. She's not a bar hochi to shtel avek that her desire should come before the Torah. That's not Shalom Bayis. The Nidin of Rav Zilberstein was the guy became fleshy. His wife is going to be upset that he became fleshy. I told you this morning, I'm making a special Mukhla Gesuda. You forgot? You made yourself fleshy for some fakroch and a burger on your way home from Kail? When I made our exquisite meal? She's angry at that. She's not angry that wants him not to listen to the Torah. Any kpeda that a spouse has connected to the Torah is botel umuvutel ka'afra da'ara. And that's why all of the nidonim that we're dealing with is only where you have machloikas on one side and you have a mitzvah on the other side, but not that they're misnagdim zeh. Not that, that's the whole mashenkin. In any case, where there's a kpeda of somebody, whether it's a person or a spouse, right, that on any mitzvah sater, it doesn't matter if it's a choiv, it's a choiv sater, it doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah sater, it doesn't matter if it's a lav, it doesn't matter if it's a say, it doesn't matter if it's a divrei sefer, it doesn't matter. It's b'mokim rotzen Hashem, it's botel mevutel gans. And I would hear it to be a chilu Hashem. Somebody says, you know what, yeah, I'm giving up the mitzvah because my spouse doesn't want me to do the mitzvah. If I'm giving up the mitzvah because I know it's going to make it difficult for my spouse, that's a whole different story. That's an entirely different story. That's a different story. I know it's going to be difficult for my wife will tell me to go to Davin with the minion. But I'd rather know tonight it's very hard with the kids, with this. I know it's very hard. That's a good child. Maybe then he should stay home. I've told people to stay home. Because your wife is not saying, I don't want you to daven with a minion. That's a different story. Or your wife tells you, call the Rav, ask the Rav Ashayla. I have a very hard night tonight. Not, I don't want you to go daven. I need help with the kids. Efshe doses doiche tfilu b'tzibur. Freg Ashayla. That's a good Ashayla. Then it's a good Ashayla. But I'm going to have a kapeda on you if you do what Hashem is asking you. Ein makom l'zeh. So now that's why I told this guy, your wife has no Taina Bechlal. In the case of Shalom Bayis, the Pshat is they won't be in there. Right? They won't be in there Shabbos. And we will end up being in a uncomfortable situation. So the Torah is telling me, in that case, the Torah is telling me, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. The Torah is telling me that we want what I want from you now is your Ner Shabbos. That's okay. But your wife can't tell you, and you can't tell your wife, this is what I want. The Torah wants this. I want this. You are not given any authority over the Torah. And that's a klal gadol in all of these halachas. Okay. It's a svar pshuta.
What did you say by if someone knows that something is true?